When the architect W.L. Bradshaw drew plans for Lubbock High School, some residents grumbled. They said the design was too lavish. After all, there was a depression going on. But Bradshaw said he wanted to give taxpayers the best for their money and a building that would last. Lubbock High School was completed in 1931. It's built in the Northern Italian Romanesque Revival style. The classroom wings, offices, gym, and an auditorium were constructed around two outdoor patios for ventilation and aesthetics. Subsequent additions by the firm Haynes and Kirby are faithful to Bradshaw's original design. A soaring campanile, or bell tower, dominates the complex. The eight-sided tower is constructed with multiple tiers and arched openings lined with Mexican tiles. The golden bricks on the building's facade are laid slightly askew, creating a pattern that reflects light and suggests the waving of amber grain. A decorative cornice surrounds the sprawling compound. It's supported by corbel brickwork. Covered walkways connect the school's two- and three-story wings. Arched entranceways include terracotta moldings and ceramic tile panels, and sculptured details such as cupids and women's faces drawn by the architect. Ceramic bricks line hallways with vaulted ceilings. Interiors of the 41 original classrooms feature pine woodwork, built-in bookcases, coat closets, and solid wood doors. The building contractor, David Leverton, depleted his budget before the high school was finished, but, like the architect, he refused to compromise on quality. Leverton sold his family oil fields to complete the school, then went broke. He never built again. The dean of the School of Architecture at Texas Tech University, John White, says the materials used to build Lubbock High School blend like a musical score.
Come on, guys, get